What about it? Here he is, the king of bluegrass, Jimmy Martin.
We've had a good time here today and had a good crowd up in Baltimore, Maryland last night, but I don't believe it's hardly as big as it is here. So it looks like Dwight Dillman is spending a lot of money and doing a lot of advertising over what he's doing, and he's doing it right. The only thing he can do, thank you, give him a hand. Only thing that he can do better, I hope everybody will listen. A lot of bluegrass festivals throughout the country are folding up. Now, the only way that Dwight can do better is you tell him what you want, and you have any idea helping him advertising to make this the greatest bluegrass festival in the world. That's what Jimmy Martin wants to see. And there ain't no better place than Shady, in a prettier place than Bean Blossom, Indiana. And since the festival started, I would say it's the home of the late and great Bill Monroe. I'm sure if he could speak to us all, he'd say, what a wonderful job you are doing for the place I left and the place that I dearly love and have played and done his best for Bean Blossom while he's here. And you all I'll ask you all to do is listen at me close. If you like good bluegrass music, tell Dwight Dillman who you like, and he'll get them here for you. And come back and bring somebody with you. I hope you've been entertained while we're here on the stage. I do my best to make you happy. And when I'm happy is when you folks are happy. When you're sad, I'm sad. And it would be sad to not have a bluegrass festival here and not make this the biggest bluegrass festival in the whole world. Will you do that for Jimmy Martin? Good night. I'm going to do you one more. Roll in my sweet baby's arms.
Anymore. Jimmy wants y'all to come up to the record table and visit with him. What a talent.